KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Bull Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the girls' state volleyball championships continuing yesterday with first-round action in the smaller three classes. In 3A first-rounders yesterday, MOC Floyd Valley knocked out Red Oak 3-1. Mount Vernon over Davenport Assumption 3-1. Union beat Sioux Center 3-2. And Mediapolis, a 3-2 victor over Iowa Falls Alden. Also yesterday in 2A first-round action, it was Kemper Catholic defeating Lake Mills 3-1. St. Albert went the distance, posting a 3-2 victory over West Branch. Western Christian down Trainer 3-0, and Dyke New Hartford beat Sumner Fredericksburg in 3 straight. In Class 1A first-round play yesterday, it was Janesville over Stanton, Grundy Center beating Grandview Park Baptist, Tripola over Lamar's Galen Catholic, and Holy Trinity Catholic beating Marquette Catholic. All those matches were 3-sweeps yesterday. Semifinals are set for today in all classes. It'll start from bigger class to smaller class, and here's how the schedule looks today. In 5A semis at noon today, Ankeny plays Iowa City High and Bettendorf faces Pleasant Valley. At 1:45, it's the 4A semis with Charles City playing Waverly Shellrock and Solon against Bishop Heelan Catholic. In Class 3A semis at 3:30 this afternoon, Mediapolis faces Union while Mount Vernon will play MOC Floyd Valley. At 5:15 this evening, the 2A semis have Dyke New Hartford up against St. Albert and Kemper Catholic facing Western Christian. And in the 1A semis tonight at 7 o'clock, Janesville plays Grundy Center. Tripola battles Holy Trinity Catholic. All those matches at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena this evening and today. Well, just up the road at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, the football playoffs got underway yesterday. An 8-man semifinals game heard here on KJAN. It was Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn. A 61-22 winner over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton. MMC scored first to give them a 6-0 lead, but Exira EHK did answer back in the first quarter. A 19-yard touchdown run by Nick Peppers and the extra point gave Exira EHK a 7-6 lead. But that was the last time they would be anywhere close to the lead as MMC ran off to a 34-7 intermission lead, and they stretched that lead out in the second half, winning 61-22 as Exira EHK falls to 12-1 as their season comes to a close. MMC will go to 13-0 and play for the championship next week in 8-man. They'll face Don Bosco, who played a basketball game yesterday. 78-76 the final as Don Bosco outlasted Murray in overtime. The two teams were tied at 70 all after regulation. They went to the extra session. Don Bosco scored a touchdown, got the two-point conversion. After scoring the touchdown on their possession, Murray went for two to tie the game. Their pass was broken up, and that's how the game ended, 78-76. Don Bosco, a winner to advance to the final. In 3A semis last night, Bishop Heelan Catholic will play for the championship as the Crusaders beat Grinnell 42-14. They'll face Decorah in the title match, Decorah beating Williamsburg 48-7 last night. Today's high school football playoffs continue with four more games at the Dome. In Class A semis today at 10:06, Wapsie Valley faces BGM. That'll be followed at 1:06 today by Hinton playing Logan Magnolia. Then in the 4A semis tonight, Ankeny plays Southeast Polk. Cedar Falls will face Cedar Rapids Xavier with the winners all moving on. E.J. Manuel hit Rashad Green with a slant pass. The Green took 39 yards for a touchdown with 40 seconds left to play as number 8 Florida State survived a scare to beat Virginia Tech 28-22. The Hokies had gone ahead 22-20 on Cody Jurnell's 21-yard field goal with 2:19 remaining. The Seminoles improved to 9-1 with their fourth straight win. At 6-1 in the ACC, Florida State can clinch a spot in the conference championship game with a win over Maryland next week. The Hokies lost for the fifth time in 6 games, and at 4-6, they need to win their final 2 games just to qualify for a 20th straight bowl appearance. Well, Purdue is trying to win for its embattled coach. Iowa is vying to curb a tailspin that's threatening to keep it out of a bowl game. Neither the Boilermakers nor the Hawkeyes figured there would be so much at stake for a game that means so little in the Big Ten standings. Purdue, who's 3-6, 0-5 in the Big Ten, and Iowa at 4-5 and 2-3 in the Big Ten, have combined to lose 8 straight league games heading into tomorrow's showdown in Iowa City. The Boilermakers have fallen apart after a 3-1 start that included a narrow loss at national title contender Notre Dame. The Hawkeyes have dropped their last 3 games, including a 24-21 defeat at Indiana that gave the Hoosiers their first back-to-back league victories in 5 years. We'll have that game live for you here tomorrow on the radio, 9 o'clock pregame, 11:05 is kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. Well, Drake will close out the home season Saturday against Butler, and they need a win to keep their Pioneer Football League title hopes alive. The Bulldogs are 5-1 after suffering their first loss at Dayton in the league last week, while Butler is 7-0, and they'll claim its first outright title with a victory.
If we'd beaten Dayton and were undefeated in the league with Butler, we would still need to beat Butler, and then we would still need to beat Jacksonville. And now that we still get to play Butler, you know, we still control our own destiny by beating them, and then we still would need to beat Jacksonville. And if we do those two things, then we'll be, you know, conference champs.
That's Drake coach Chris Creighton, whose team has showed the ability to play up to the level of the competition, but also the tendency to play down to it as well. Drake needs to finish with wins over Butler and Jacksonville, as the coach just said, to grab a share of the title, and Creighton feels that his team can get it done.
We really feel as though we are going to play Drake football these, you know, next 11 days, practice and throughout each weekend, and if we're doing that, we feel really good about our chances. But if we're not at the top of our game, we'll be very disappointed.
Drake is 6-3 overall on the season. Well, the Indianapolis Colts are on a roll. 4 days after setting a rookie record for passing yardage in a game, Andrew Luck ran for a pair of scores last night in Jacksonville as the Colts beat the hapless Jaguars 27-10 for their fourth straight win. That gets Indianapolis to 6-3. That triples their win total from last season. The Colts defense chipped in with Darius Butler returning an interception for a score. Indianapolis scored on 3 consecutive possessions in the first half, opening a 17-0 lead that started emptying the stands at Everbank Field. The victory avenges a loss to the Jags back in September. Jacksonville has since lost 6 straight, falling to 1-8 on the season. Well, Todd Haley isn't looking for revenge against the Kansas City Chiefs. The former Chiefs coach, who's now the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive coordinator, says he's trying to treat Monday night's matchup between his former employer and his new one just like any other game. Haley was fired by the Chiefs with 3 weeks left last season. He insists he's moved on and has no extra incentive to beat Kansas City. Haley joked he'll be excited if the Steelers win and depressed if they lose, just like always. It hasn't taken long for Haley to mesh with Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, who is on pace to set career highs in attempts, completions, and touchdowns. We'll have that game for you live Monday night here on KJAN. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes open up the men's basketball season tonight at home at Carver Hawkeye Arena facing Texas Pan American. Hawkeyes have a little work to do as they lose their top point man in Matt Gatens from last season and their top assist guy in Bryce Cartwright, but they do return top rebounder Aaron White along with Devin Marble and Melson Basabi and several others, and they pick up a couple of star recruits in Adam Woodbury and Mike Gazelle, who will don Hawkeye uniforms in the regular season for the first time tonight as Iowa begins its third season under coach Fran McCaffrey. You can hear that game live tonight here on KJAN. 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock is tip time at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones open up the basketball season at home tonight against Southern University out of the Southwestern Athletic Conference. Southern finished last season with a 17-14 record.
You know, Southern, I think, is, the consensus on winning that league this year. It's a team that won it last year, Mississippi Valley State, that we obviously struggled very much with. So I expect a great challenge.
That's Cyclone coach Fred Hoiberg, who says Southern is led by an outstanding guard court.
You know, one of them scores the heck out of it, and that point guard's extremely solid and really pressures defensively. And they've got some transfers in that we've done some research on. You know, their starting center is 6'9", 250, and he's skilled. So it's going to be a very good opening test for us. It's something we've got to come out and get off to a great start because I know they're going to bring it. You know, they're well coached and they play hard.
Hilton Coliseum, 7 o'clock tonight, tip time for that ball game. Well, Kevin Durant scored 8 of his 24 points in the fourth quarter, and Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Chicago Bulls 97-91 in one of two games in the NBA last night. The other saw Jamal Crawford score 25 points as the L.A. Clippers held off the Portland Trail Blazers 103-90. Infielder Mycerius Touris became the first Major League free agent this offseason to join a new team, agreeing to a $10 million three-year deal with the Toronto Blue Jays. Also, the Miami Marlins have hired Tino Martinez as their hitting coach under new manager Mike Redmond. After more than 5 hours together on the third straight day of negotiating, the National Hockey League and the Players Association agreed to meet again tomorrow to try to reach a deal on a new collective bargaining agreement. Neither side revealed much of what was discussed at a Manhattan law firm. Both NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and Union Executive Director Donald Fehr held short media scrums on the windblown street in front of the once secret location of the talks. The work stoppage reached its 54th day, and this week is considered critical for the hockey season to be saved. The lockout is threatening to force the second cancellation of an NHL season in 7 years. Even if an agreement is reached soon, it isn't clear if any of this season's games that have been called off through November 30th can be rescheduled. The NHL has already said a full 82-game season will not be played. And it's like playing Wii, only it's not the video game. In golf, a quick start helped out Charlie Wii. He just needs to find a way to finish as he opened up his round with back-to-back birdies for an 8-under-64 on the easier Palm course at Disney to take a one-shot lead in the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals Classic on the men's tour. And on the women's tour, Michelle Wii shot a 6-under-66 for a share of the first-round lead in the Lorena Ochoa Invitational with Angela Stanford and Candy Kung. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022, located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.